Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
You're listening to In the Spotlight with Jill Nicolini on Business Talk Radio, where we take your business to the next level. Welcome back to Business Talk Radio. We are joined today by Michael Quick. He's the owner of Body and Mind Energy Healing, based out of San Diego, California. So please help me in welcoming Michael to the show. How are you today?
I'm great. Thank you for having me on your show.
Oh, thanks so much. We're excited to learn about your business. I know it's all about healing for you and energy healing. And I want to remind everyone to start. Go to the website, bodyandmindenergyhealing.com. In the meantime, let's get to know Michael. Tell us a little bit about yourself, please, and what brought you into this field of healing people with energy.
Well, about 5 or so years ago, I was... I knew an energy psychologist, and I had no knowledge of energy or any of this. And I personally got physical healing in my body through energy means, which just totally blew me away. Mm-hmm. And so I explored. And then I ran into Reiki, and then I became a Reiki master, and then I just, you know, I'm now just real passionate on healing others. I like healing people on the physical level, but I really like helping people clean up their lives and work on all the traumas and negative emotions they're carrying around inside to help them, live a cleaner and less stressful life.
Wow. Okay. So I'm on your website and I urge everyone to do the same. You mentioned choose to live a healthy and fulfilling life, and that wellness is more than being free from illness. It is a process of change and growth towards a mentally and physically healthy lifestyle. Beautiful. So let's get started and talk a little about your practice. And again, you use Reiki, you use psychological healing services. You're a trained Reiki master, correct?
Yes.
All
yes.
right, so let's see, for yes, those who don't know, what is Reiki? And can you work with people virtually and heal people that way as well?
Yes. So so Reiki comes from the Western, the Japanese tradition. And basically, the practitioner receives universal energy. You can call that God. You can call that whatever you want to call it. And then the healing power comes through the hands. Mm-hmm. And so you start, and if people are familiar with chakras, there are 7 chakras that run down the body. And so usually when I do a 1-hour session, Reiki session, there's 15 points amongst the body that I go down through. And so I will... give healing energy physically to the body. Mm-hmm. Now, in addition to those type of sessions, there are also in the psychological realm that I focus on, and one is inner child therapy, and the other is cutting the cord. Mm-hmm. So inner child therapy is reestablishing a healthy, loving relationship with your inner child. Mm-hmm. And that's important for everyone to accomplish that, because there can be trauma and a variety of things. And, you know, some people it's easier to accomplish that than others, depending on your childhood. And then the other one is cutting the cord. So if you had an unhealthy energetic relationship connection with someone, that cord needs severed. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's with someone you love, but there's this negative energy, like a daughter may love her mother very much, but there's this negative energy going back and forth, and you need to cut that so that you can have a more positive relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the type of things that focus on the Reiki side of the practice.
Got it. Fantastic. Wow. So now, again, you could do this virtually, right? You could also be in person. Are you seeing people in person where you are right now?
I can, yes. I have an office in Encinitas, which is in North San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
But I also can do stuff long distance. A client could be, during COVID, I was seeing some clients, basically over the telephone and having sessions there. But it's very important that if a client wants to do a long distance appointment, they have to be in a place that's undisturbed, quiet, and have no interruptions, or it just won't work.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. So as far as the Reiki, we also touch upon the chakra balancing, correct? Now, but it says here, I'm reading just from your bio sheet. So the chakra balancing, Reiki, physical healing, inner child healing, cutting of the cord therapy. So I'm sorry, these are all what? Okay, I thought it was a very long run-on sentence. I said, wait, I don't understand. Now, okay, let's finish talking about that, and then we'll go on to the Sherlock method. Thank you.
Okay, I'm sorry, say what you said.
No, I'm looking at your sheet that you sent in, and there was no, I thought it was one word. I'm like, what is chakra balancing, Reiki, physical healing, inner child healing, cutting the cord therapy? There should have been periods in between or spaces. So that's why I'm a little confused. But then I wanted to talk about cutting the cord therapy, I guess. We talked about the chakra balancing a little bit, but what about this healing the inner child? And then I know you wanted to talk about Sherlock method as well.
Yes, so... Like I was saying earlier, my real passion is psychological healing through energy psychology.
And that's considered the Sherlock method Reiki? Is that what that is?
The Sherlock method is kind of a unique thing that I created myself.
Oh, okay.
So what the Sherlock method is that through energetic means, I can give you a snapshot, typically in a spreadsheet, of your physical body. So mm-hmm. I'll break down by physical body system, by organs, by problem, by priority. And I'll tell you on today, in each body system, in each organ, what your problems are.
Mm-hmm.
Can hand you the paper and you can do with it what you want. You can take it to your doctor, you can take supplements, whatever you think is the next step to do. And I've done this on myself five or six times. I had a client once that I did this for her brain. She was dealing with PTSD, and we found out some really interesting stuff. And so I created that myself, and it is really eye-opening.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the Sherlock method.
Awesome. Wow. Well, thank you so much. And just curious, how many years have you been in practice for at this point?
I've had my Reiki, I've done Reiki training over the period of 2 or 3 years. So I started my practice before I became a master. So I've probably been doing this, probably 3 years,
okay.
2 to 3 years.
Oh, wow.
And I've been, exposed to the energy psychology a lot longer than that. And, so when I discovered Reiki with the, with the psychological healing aspect, I decided right then and there, that this is what I want to do. It just, you know, it's just sometimes you just know when something happens that, you know, this is where you want to go. And that's what happened to me.
Wow.
And so, you know, so a person's body is basically, you know, we think of it as a physical entity, but it's really an energy system that has physical aspects to it.
Mm-hmm.
So you have energy level, and you have a physical level, you have a subconscious, you have conscious, and all of these, you know, the physical, subconscious, and conscious can be acted upon through energetic means. And that's the principles behind energy psychology, is that you can use protocols to remove and get out of your system traumas, negative emotions, limiting beliefs, limiting identities. So there's a whole gamut of negative emotions, anywhere from you know, agitation to anger to I received a chart that had 250 of them. I mean, the list is huge. And so limiting beliefs are, so the subconscious, when you're in a situation, is more of a defense mechanism. So in a particular moment in time, either physical or psychological, it does something to protect you in that particular moment in time. Mm-hmm. But usually, after that moment passes, that protection is no longer needed, but that stuff's still there.
Yeah.
A little kid is approaching the street, and there's a truck coming down, and her dad is yelling at the top of his voice, and grabs him by the scruff of the neck so he doesn't get run over. And so he's like, has this highly emotional response. Mm-hmm. And his father is telling him, you know, watch where you're going, son. And, you know, and he's like hugging him, and he's like, I'm glad you're safe. And but, you know, his mind has already done a whole bunch of things that no longer need to be there now that the accident didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
But all those things are still in his mind and need dealt with, and will create ramifications maybe towards his father, or, you know, being yelled at, or a variety of things as he progresses in his life. And, you know, these things just pile up. You know, we all have different things. They could be from really small to, you know, like really significant, like things that happen really bad in people's life, like sexual abuse, or, you know, child abuse, or, you know, small stuff. But they're all there. And, you know, we've all experienced it to some degree. And and this COVID has not helped matters either. I mean, during this quarantine time, I'm sure a lot of people have been dealing with stress and been stressed, and it's adding to the situation. So there's no shortage of work that needs done in this area.
And at this time, we'll take our quick commercial break then. It's the perfect time. Give us your best form of contact. I mean, I could tell them the website. What else would you like to let everyone know? And if you have a phone number, social media, what would you like to enlighten our listeners with as far as your contact?
So my telephone number is 442-224-3272. And my email address is michael@bodyandmindenergyhealing.com.
And again, that's your website, bodyandmindenergyhealing.com. Stand by. I'll be right back more with Michael Quick momentarily. In the meantime, we urge you to check out his website. We're going to talk about other ways he can help you heal, from the Sherlock method to his chakra balancing to his Reiki physical hearing and that healing that inner child and so much more. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after the break.
Hey, world cyclist, do you want a real adventure? How about a week-long vacation in Tuscany or Lake Como, Italy? Cyclobella Italia tours are so much more than just great cycling. Come and enjoy not only cycling, but all the best in food, wine, sightseeing, and la dolce vita in Italy. Go to the website cyclobellaitalia.com to register for the Cyclobella Italia newsletter filled with interesting information about Italy and the tours. Visit the website to view the photo gallery of prior tours and learn more about the fantastic cycling experience with Cyclobella Italia. Email Joe at cyclobellaitalia.com or phone 480-353-6660. Cyclobella Italia. Ride, eat, drink, live.
Do you want better health with natural solutions that work? East Wind Acupuncture, a 20-year traditional Chinese medicine clinic in Chesterton, Indiana, does just that, offering acupuncture, herbs, massage therapy, and nutritional support. East Wind has helped thousands of people eliminate symptoms and regain health. They offer a comprehensive health review, Chinese medical exam including tongue and pulse diagnosis, and customized treatments designed for optimum results. They also offer educational programs, lifestyle classes, and workshops. For more information or to schedule your free health consultation, visit the website ewacupuncture.com or call 219-395-9928. East Wind Acupuncture, restoring health naturally.
Do you think you could share a free ebook called Viral Attraction Marketing Secrets? It would build an active team under you before you had to pay to join a great company? I'm Christy Sales, offering you the chance to see this system works. Download your free ebook now at icanmakecash.com. We have high-demand products and a spotless reputation for paying every week. ICanMakeCash.com.
Hypnotherapy is delving deep into your subconscious to make changes so those day-to-day decisions become easier and easier to make. Roy Hunter has been recognized by three different organizations for life achievement in hypnotherapy. Go to RoyHunter.com to purchase your hypnosis, or even better, get Roy himself. Roy Hunter Hypnotherapy, where there's a will pave the way.
The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
You're listening to In the Spotlight with Jill Nicolini on Business Talk Radio, where we take your business to the next level. And welcome back to Business Talk Radio. How are you doing, Michael?
I'm doing great. I'm having a great time on your show.
Great. Thank you so much. It's your show, please. Bodyandmindenergyhealing.com. We urge everyone to introduce yourself, to get acquainted with Michael Quick, I should say. And he's talking in regards to his services and his healing treatments and modalities. So what else is it for today's show did you want to focus on? I just want to make sure we're getting everything in that's important to you.
Yes, I'm focusing on the psychology part. We can dive deeper into that if you'd like.
Sure.
So we talked about a little bit about, the body is an energy system, and energy psychology uses that access, that energy system, to access the different layers, physical, conscious, subconscious, to the ability to do healing, and the problem can start in the mental and can manifest itself as a physical problem or disease. So, one can lead to the other. It doesn't necessarily follow that the reverse is true, that just because you have a physical problem that it is caused by a trauma or whatever. But, and I just want to, make sure I mention this,
sure,
is that I am not a licensed psychologist. I do not have a PhD in that. I am a practitioner. But I do have my mentor in energy psychology is a psychologist. So
you learn from the best.
What's that?
You learn from the best, right?
I do. She is really good. She's been doing this for like 20 years.
Oh, wow.
And so actually I just finished a training from her, learning 30 new protocols.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was amazing. I mean, the type of things that I learned was enormous. So like one of the issues that comes up is forgiveness, how important forgiveness is, in the process of, you know, working through a trauma and releasing that. And there is a forgiveness protocol where you're always, whenever you bring someone into a session, meaning not the client, but imaginary or energetically bring another person in your life into that to deal with it, it's always the best version of that person.
Mm-hmm.
So if they're a jerk, you know, you're not thinking of them as a jerk, you're thinking of them as the best person they can be. And so you're energetically in this forgiveness protocol, bringing all the people that hurt you in a particular trauma situation. And then you are expressing that to them, and then you're receiving what you perceive to be their response to that, and the importance of being able to let go of that hurt and being able to move past that pain. And that can be a very, sometimes people can't do that in one sitting. Sometimes it is so painful that it's, you know?
I know.
You never know what's going to happen. They could get really angry. They could, they could start crying. You know, you have to be prepared for anything. And, but it's important to get that off, because that's burdening their system, and in a major way. I mean, if it's causing that much pain while they're trying to deal with it in the session, you can imagine what it's doing to their life. So there's an example. Just to share something personal from my life. So I was doing therapy and I discovered, you know, many years ago that I fell out of a wagon like at the age of 4, so I went back to the house, and you know, I had hit my head, so it was a serious issue, and my father was just basically, I'm not taking you to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And I was pissed. I was really pissed. And so I go talk to my doctor. I didn't tell her how I, you know, figured this out, because, you know, she's not going to believe me anyway. And she gives me this strange look with a tilted head. And she says, Michael, in that age, they didn't have imaging analysis that would discover anything. So, and it was like, oh, and so You know, it was, that was a lift for me. Mm-hmm. So, and just simple. So a lot of these protocol principles relate back to chakras and relate back to what are called meridian points. So if anyone is familiar with acupuncture and acupressure, there's a series of points along your body for for your releasing of energy for healing purposes. These protocols are used, the person will like place their hands in a certain position, and these are lining up with meridian points that are, you know, typically around the head, which will focus the limbial system, which has to do with emotions, with your frontal cortex, and so it's connecting different parts of the brain together as it's doing this healing, which is, it just looks like you're just placing your hands on your head. That's what you're doing, but it's actually pretty impressive when you analyze what the actual protocol is doing.
Mm-hmm. So, perfect. At this time, I'm sorry, but we are out of time. And I would love for you, Michael, to, we'll obviously have time to talk again in the future, but give us your best form of contact information.
Again, that would be my telephone number is 442-224-3272. And my email address is michael at mindandbodyenergyhealing.com.
Beautiful. Well, thank you so much for your time today. And I want to wish you a happy and healthy Thanksgiving, and I hope and urge our listeners to reach out to you. And do you offer like a free consultation to work with you?
Yes. And during the holiday season, I'm offering a 10% off the first appointment for anyone who emails me on my website.
Perfect. And let them know we sent you. Thank you so much for your time, Michael. Have a happy and healthy Thanksgiving, okay?
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, everyone. More Business Talk Radio is on the way.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in, too.
You're listening to In the Spotlight with Jill Nicolini on Business Talk Radio, where we take your business to the next level.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Jason Derulo. I love that music connects to people all over the country, but unfortunately, so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million kids struggle with hunger right here in America, and yet every year billions of pounds of surplus food in the U.S. go to waste instead of going to the children in need. Feeding America is working to change this. The Feeding America Nationwide Network of Food Banks rescues this surplus of food to help provide meals to families in virtually every community in the United States, including yours. But they just can't do this alone. Join me in the fight against hunger in America. For more information on what you can do to get involved, visit feedingamerica.org. That's feedingamerica.org. Together we can solve hunger. Together, we're feeding America. A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.